Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. These days, go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and, man, there's some good stuff on Facebook. and if you didn't see the total eclipse of the cat, it's my favorite eclipse photo of the season. And it truly is the total eclipse of the cat. Nathan's looking for it now. He'll find it. He scrolls down. You found it? The total eclipse of the cat?
The one that says great shoot, or am I looking at something else?
No, that's the whiskers and the shadow. Yep.
I got it here.
You got it? Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
It's really a total eclipse of the cat. So it's an orange kitty and then a black cat that moves in front of it. By the end of the last shot, the black cat is in front and totally hiding the orange kitty. So it really is a total eclipse of the cat. Very, very cute. And, man, there's a phenomenal story about a squirrel that takes its human friend to see its babies, actually takes a hold of her finger and drags her to the tree where the nest is. I mean, it's an incredible story if you have the time to watch the video. Just some really, really good stuff. So check it all out. All righty. So it is the second Sunday of the month. It's Healing Sunday, which means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And I believe we closed out the last hour in the middle of a phone call. And we were talking to Mary and Shoreline, who is a client of mine that I just saw last week with. She has a very sensitive border collie Aussie mix named Xena. And Mary, you still with us?
Yes.
Right. Remind me, how old is Xena now?
She's three.
She's 3 years old, and you've had her how long?
1 year.
Okay. And so she was raised by other people. We think there was abuse in that. And, of course, it was during COVID, so she was already, you know, had some issues not being able to be socialized and all that sort of stuff. And she's already a smart, sensitive border collie Aussie type. And then she had an extreme trauma up here where she was with Mary at her consignment shop in Shoreline. And somehow she got tangled up, you know, in a big hand truck and got caught in it and it fell over and all of that. And so she'd been majorly traumatized ever since. And Dr. Nels, before we continue with this session, could you explain to everyone and anyone that's listening that doesn't understand what can happen with the nervous system and stuff? Could you explain that?
Right. Fight or flight is a very primal thing that happens in our nerve system. And it doesn't have to do with our thinking processes. It's in the old part of the brain, which is much faster. The reaction time is almost instantaneous compared to stuff that has to pass through our cortex and we think about it. So some trauma happens and the body responds instantly with this whole system of responses that help to either fight or run away, essentially, or in some cases freeze. But the whole point is it takes over the nerve system and does it automatically. And when that trauma is physical in nature, then what happens is there's not only a stuck emotional response to the trauma, but there is a stuck physical response. It's like it cements in the state of physiology in the body at that time when that trauma was happening. Mm. And in the moment, it's a self-defense mechanism. It's something that's supposed to help But when you get stuck, then it eventually becomes not helpful anymore. It becomes a drag on the system. And many times the animal or the person will have symptoms that are so much like what was going on for them physically in the trauma, even though it's been long enough, it should have healed up. Could it be months? Could be years? I could tell so many stories, but you know, we don't have that kind of time. So anyway, so that's what's going on. It's a primitive response system to save our lives in a moment. And because of intensity, it often gets stuck.
All right. So you were able to tune into Xena before we broke the at the top of the hour, and it sounded you had a strong connection, and you said unusual, you don't always feel something, but you have such a strong connection with Xena, and you immediately got serious pain in one of your wrists. And
I did. So my left wrist was like, it was like somebody was taking a very dull probe and just running it right through my wrist. It was pretty intense for about 10 seconds.
I wonder, Mary, has Xena ever had any limpy gippy stuff on a paw?
Once, but she had a torn pad from running on asphalt.
Huh, interesting.
It was more likely that it was just because of
the energy.
Because I get these sensations a lot. It's just the energy moving faster than my body can let it through. So it builds up for a second. Yeah.
So it didn't necessarily mean that she had a painful wrist.
No.
That was just how your body manifested
the
connection so quickly.
Right.
And it passed very. So what can you tell us about working on Xena? Did she need work that might be similar with the flight-fight mechanism?
Yes. It wasn't what I call the classic points, although sometimes they're just layers that we have to work through. I work through the most immediate need right now, the thing the body really wants done. And it was related to what's going on right behind the shoulder blade on the rib cage, mostly on the left, but a little on the right as well. And there was also a feeling, which I don't always get for every animal, but this feeling was very strong, and it just about made a tear pop out, I'll have to say, when I connected with that, because the feeling that her system needed to process is devotion. And, you know, for a dog like her, that is just, a very powerful drive, this devotion. And the feeling that I was getting is because it's such a primal thing for, especially for, Aussies and Border Collies, that it probably was related to her early life and being devoted.
Oops, doctor.
You know, not having the kind of nurturing that she needed.
Well, what I was getting, and it might make sense, Mary, is that when he's talking about that devotion, didn't she had kind of that relationship with the woman that raised her, right? The groomer that raised her. I think there was a real devotion there in that relationship. But then it was the male partner that came into the picture, and he was the abusive one. But I think there was problems with Xena leaving the woman that she was so devoted to and raised her. And then there's been some issues bonding with Mary. So would that make sense, Dr. Nels, with what you were feeling with her?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think it's not something that can't be worked through as far as your work, Martha, and then of course the sorting out the energetic issues and getting her balance around the feeling of devotion, so she can, you might say, not be stuck on being devoted to one person, the groomer. She can, you might say, expand her concept of devotion.
Mary's really wanting to improve their relationship and so forth, and I told Mary I really like Mary's energy, and she's a strong woman, and I think is a perfect energy to work with this dog, with on the male side in terms of the leadership and the shepherding that a herding dog needs. But at the same time, Mary, I'm having her drum up that actress inside of her because this dog is so sensitive. I mean, she's really a great dog, and she wants to be good, and Border Collie Aussies are the Einsteins, of the dog world, and very smart and learn quickly. But Mary's having to do a lot of happy, jolly stuff and really lightening up the energy, to work for this dog. So are you feeling more comfortable with that approach with her, Mary?
Yeah. It's starting to happen easier.
So. Good. Excellent. So we need to turn, Mary, I'm going to turn you over to Linda here in a moment so she can do a session with you. Because, you know, y'all can imagine, you know, that Mary's, you know, wants to be devoted to this dog and really loves her. But there's been all these issues. So certainly, you know, Mary has some stuff related to all this as well.
Yeah.
And so I think that'll be helpful. But also, Nels, we're going to want to know about follow up. And my inclination was that Zena might need a few treatments, and that might be the layer thing you're talking about,
right?
Because you might have to. But anyway, we'll discuss that before we're done. Mary, are you ready to have Linda work with you?
Yes.
All righty, Linda. Mary is all yours.
Wonderful. Hello, Mary. Good
Hi,
morning.
Linda.
So I'm going to invite you to think about a beautiful blue sky, just being relaxed, seeing that beautiful blue sky. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and bring to mind a person that you've been thinking about a lot lately, someone who's been on your mind. And if there's more than one, just pick one that you'd like to bring into your thoughts. Does somebody come to mind?
Yes.
Okay, focusing on them, noticing how you feel as you're thinking about them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of tranquility. And the number 3, so your mind is holding tranquility 3. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right, just rolling your closed eyes to the right, and taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to. Tranquility 3.
All right, Mary, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to your right, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, releasing it and repeating that breath whenever you need to, thinking tranquility 3. Tranquility 3. Tranquility 3.
All right, Mary, go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing that person you were thinking of back into your thoughts. Okay, and that is complete.
Good.
And I'm going to just check on an affirmation. So the affirmation that's most helpful right now is, I embrace the feeling of tranquility. And so you'll be thinking, I embrace the feeling of tranquility multiple times today, tomorrow, the next day, keeping that going as long as you can. That's going to help sustain the release. And if you can bring an image to mind that resonates with that feeling of tranquility, that will be even more amplifying of this energy. And you're just going to want to, no matter what issue comes up, if you're feeling a little bit tired, a little bit aggravated, I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. So do you have any questions for Linda or for Dr. Nels?
Yeah,
or me?
Questions. But I think for now, I get the idea of it. It works in layers, that I just need to take the step and and do my part, and then keep an eye on Zena. What I want you guys to know is two things: is after he'd done the treatment, Zena came walking in my office where I'm at and looked me dead square in the eye.
Is that unusual?
She typically avoids that.
Oh, that's right. She wouldn't, that was one of the things we had to discuss,
right?
Because she wouldn't look at you.
Right, right.
No, and I explained that can, that direct eye contact, can be threatening in dog language. And she wouldn't want to threaten you, and so she wouldn't look at you. But I'm feeling to me that, that it was related to that, the abusive partner and the similar and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think that's a big breakthrough, Dr. Nils, for Zena to come into the room and look. And she looked in your eyes?
Yeah.
Woohoo! That's huge!
And it lasted for a while. I thought, that's unusual. And she sought me out, because usually I'm looking for her. But I thought, that was interesting. Then another thing is, in the middle of the night, I had a sharp pain in my right arm.
Uh-oh!
Which I thought was interesting. And then, so that's one more thing. And then, my co-partner with Zena is Paul, and he had pain last night, too. So I think we'll probably need another session for him as well at some point.
Well, now, is Paul with you now?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. We have time. Well, I mean, technically, we need to take care of advertisers.
Okay.
But are you in a position? Can you hang on for a few more minutes and we'll take care of advertisers and then we can come back? And Linda, you wouldn't mind doing a treatment for Paul, would you? Because Paul's really close with this dog too.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to just put you back on hold, Mary. We'll take care of our advertisers and we'll come back. We'll do some work with the other human animal in this household. And but I had forgotten what an issue because the dog just wouldn't look at her.
Right. So that to me, Dr. Nels, was huge. It was like, what?
All right.
Yeah, that's the confirmation, Mary, for that this is working. All right, so
Martha, that's pretty powerful. Yeah.
All right, and because I want to be member too. What's the name of your shop, Mary?
Two Trading Tigers.
Two Trading Tigers, and I'm a Chinese. I'm a tiger.
Oh, no doubt.
Chinese. anyway, she has a consignment shop, Lake Forest Park. It's in the upper level, close to Ross. So if anybody wants to go to a great confinement shop, I'm going to be doing that too. Anyway, Mary and Paul and Zena, hold on. We'll take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and do a session with Paul. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Service is underway at the Blue Lotus Temple out in the Canyon Park area of Bothell, and they have the new East-West Bookshop in downtown Edmonds now, which is apparently a big hit. Great place to stop by, and lots of great classes going on. Most everything's in a hybrid version now, so you can attend in person to these classes either at the Blue Lotus Temple or Yoga Hall, or at the Hansa Temple at the Linwood Community, or the East West Bookshop, or they are online. So it's just so much easier to attend things these days because you can do it either way. So check out AnandaWashington.org, and remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center. She's open and available to work with you in person or remotely. And you heard me and all of us, and Nels had a remote session with her and said how great that was. And Linda and I go in and work with Jude regularly. So you ought to be coming along, too. And it's great if you're out here in our area and you can physically be there and in the gong room. It's an amazing experience. But it also is pretty amazing remotely. And Dr. Nels just told us about that. So check out whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. Now, I do know she's teaching a private class this weekend, so you can call and leave a message, but she won't be able to return your call probably until Tuesday. But 206-706-2836. All righty, and of course, remember, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people like Mary, who we've got on the phone, and Paul and their dog, Xena, to help you understand your dog friends and solve all the problems and get things under control quickly, and always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. And right now, business is slow. So I need you guys out there taking my phone number with you everywhere you go and beating those bushes looking for people with dogs that need help because I need something to do. Okay, so give them my phone number, tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and if I'm not the best person to work with them, I probably know who is. Otherwise, I'll set something up, and my number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, Mary, are you with us, or have we got Paul now?
Yeah, both of us are here.
All right. And Xena, too? So is all three of you?
Yep, all three of us.
All righty. Are you at home or are you at the shop?
We are at home.
All right. All righty. And let's see. Paul, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Linda, are you ready?
Of course.
All right. So Paul is all yours.
Okay. Hello, Paul.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to bring a beautiful blue sky into your thoughts. You're just seeing that beautiful blue sky.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I keep forgetting to tell people that if you're listening to this session right now, you can take advantage and kind of get a surrogate healing. So even though you're not Paul, when you're listening to this, you do what Linda's telling Paul to do, only you imagine or think about something that relates to you and just do what she says. And miraculously, it works for you too. So I just want everybody to know this is your opportunity to get a remote or surrogate type healing. Okay, I apologize. I will step back out again.
Luckily, nothing can come between energy work and us.
So. All right, so all now right, we're back to a blue sky.
Beautiful blue sky, Paul. Just relaxing, breathing normally. And I'm going to invite you to bring a person who has been on your mind a lot lately into your thoughts now. Does someone come to mind?
Yes.
Okay, focusing on that person, noticing if any feelings arise. And then setting them outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of good. Good. Good and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down toward your heart. So just rolling your closed eyes downward as though you could see into your heart. And I'm going to invite you to do some very slow, deep inhaling and then exhaling very slow. And just going back and forth, deeply inhaling, exhaling, slowly, thinking good too. Your eyes are looking down into your heart.
All right, Paul, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes down to look towards your heart, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking good. And then number two. Good. Two. Good. Two.
Perfect.
Good. Two.
Breathe normally, Paul. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your shoulders, and bringing that person you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And there's a little more to do, so I'm going to have you continue to hold that person in your thoughts. And if there's feelings that arise, just being aware of what they are, no judgment. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of desire. And the number three. So just thinking desire three. Your eyes are closed and looking down toward your heart. This time you're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Letting the breath come back in as soon as you need to, and then repeating the exhale as you think desire three.
Paul, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down towards your heart. You take in a breath, let it all out, exhale it all out, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Replacing that breath and then releasing it again, holding it out whenever you need to, all the while thinking desire and the number three. Desire three. Desire three.
Okay, perfect. Breathe normally, Paul, with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Yay.
And let me check for an affirmation. And the affirmation is the word desire. Mm. And so as often as possible, today, tomorrow, the next day, as long as you can keep it going, just letting this word desire come into your thoughts. And when you do that, also just direct your attention toward your body, toward your heart, and just take it in for a moment. Just feel whatever that feels like in that moment as you think desire.
I think that's the first time maybe we just got one word. Interesting. So it's just the word desire, and he just used that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right. So, Mary, Paul, anything else you would like to ask or talk to Dr. Nels or Linda about?
Paul says no. He's shaking his head no. I was just going to chime in with what Martha had said about follow-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was going to be my next thing. So, Dr. Nels, what are you thinking might be a plan moving forward for Zena?
Yeah, I think that there's a good reason to believe she's going to need more than just this one. the part of that is my energy work today was really confined to a very narrow area, and I have a feeling, though, that there's more going on in the body, but we had to get rid of this major block first.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And the way that you do that is you go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click the quick response button and just mention our conversation on the radio, and I'll get back to you and we'll set something up to have a little discussion and learn a few more details, and then we can decide if there's a plan of action that we need to take.
Perfect.
All right, that sounds great. So, Mary, you'll be in touch with Dr. Nels later, and Linda also chiming in here. So, yes, Linda.
I just wanted to say that I offer a free introductory session to anyone who hasn't had been a client of mine before, and this radio session doesn't count.
Okay.
So, Mary or Paul, if either one of you would like to have a free introductory session, either on the phone or in my office in the old Rainier Brewery, you'd be welcome.
Okay, thank you.
And I did tell you guys that, I think, and they have both of your cards.
Yeah.
And anybody out there listening, this offer applies to all of you. Linda offers a free introductory session to anybody. All you got to do is I'll give you her number, her phone number, because you just call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she can work with you in person or remotely. Her number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. But Linda, knowing that you just did a session with Linda, did a session with Paul, and then Nels did Zena, and then we're going to follow up there, in order to best take advantage of that, you know, free session, do you think that would be best done, like, pretty soon, or do you think it should wait a little bit, or does it matter?
I always invite perfect timing to guide people. And so what we know is that whatever was in highest priority was released today. Okay. And that will continue to be working in the field and in the body for, you know, a few hours, like 24, 36, who knows. And then just, you know, whatever feels right to
okay.
you. So there's nothing prescriptive about it. People do best with energy work when they're ready and they want it.
Right, so they can call you this week if they feel like it.
Certainly.
All righty. Okay, Mary and Paul, are you guys good?
Yeah, yeah. We're good. Thank you.
All right. And what's the name of your consignment shop again?
Two Trading Tigers.
Two Trading Tigers.
Yes.
Lake Forest Park, upper side, you know, around Ross, right? I think you said you're a couple doors away from Ross.
Yep, that's right.
All righty. And you say hi to that Zena for me. And let's touch base this week so you can keep me posted on how she's doing, okay?
Yes. Thanks so much, Martha.
Oh, no. You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all righty. Look at that. Almost right on time to take care of advertisers again. So let's go ahead and do that. And if you'd need free remote treatment for you or your animal friends, you can give us a call. Phone lines are open for the rest of the show, 425-373-5527 or 888 888- 888-298-5569. We're going to take care of advertisers, come back, and then we'll get to all the stuff we haven't had a chance to talk about yet, unless there's somebody who needs us on the phone. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro Supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and the best cat vitamins on the planet. Cats love them. You can use them as treats or to get them to eat if they're picky. The dog supplement produces the greatest skin and hair coat, comes in a hip and joint formula. That's what my Robbie takes. And, I get so spoiled because when he's on NuPro, his hair stays on his body instead of carpeting my world. And I've got to order some more, but I was delighted to find out that I can get it in one day on Amazon. So if you don't find the NuPro supplements in your pet store, you can get them on Amazon. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O.com, NuProSupplements.com. All righty, we heard from Dr. Nels again, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And remember, you can go to that website, check them out. You can also check them out on YouTube, and YouTube channel is Nels Rasmussen. And you can watch all kinds of wonderful before and after videos of all these animals that he has helped walk again and recover from incredible physical things and behavioral stuff. Anyway, YouTube channel is wonderful. And, of course, he always does a free, no-obligation telephone call. And all you have to do to do that is go to healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link or quick response link, and you just – you know, fill out your name and email address and say, hey, heard you on the radio, or oh, I want to talk about, and then Dr. Nels will arrange a phone call, and you'll be in the queue. And of course, Dr. Nels is here with Sister Linda Rasmussen the second Sunday of every month. And, of course, remote treatments on the air are free. So we'd love to hear from any of you that want to get in the queue here and have a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends. We have open phone lines and local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569. And if you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. I think phone lines are clear. We don't have anybody waiting for us, right?
That is correct.
All right. So we're going on with our list here. And before we get to Stacy and the Frenchies, to finish up with Nathan and the eclipse stuff, because you followed up. Mm-hmm. So we were both right, okay? I was right in that the next full solar eclipse visible in the United States won't be till 2044.
Right.
But you thought, oh, there are eclipses before then, and in fact, you were right, they are. You just can't see them in the States. So when is the next one, and where do we have to go to see it?
You're going to have to travel abroad, and the next one will be in, looks like, let's go to, Spain or Portugal would be around that area. Maybe a little bit will touch France, too, if you want to. I mean, it might not necessarily be totality, but you can still be within the realm of the eclipse if you go to France.
And when is that?
This will be on August 12th, 2026.
Okay, so 2026, but you got to go to Spain or Portugal.
Yep. Greenland and Iceland are also, or Russia too, you can go there as well.
Okay.
So there's a few options, but.
All right.
Yeah.
2026, but you got to leave the country. 2044 if you want to see it here.
Exactly.
All right, so there we go. We're caught up on the eclipse stuff.
I would suggest probably going to Greenland if you want, because that's when it's the start and end time locally will be 1 to 5 p.m. But if you go to Portugal or somewhere like that, it's going to be 5:30 to 8:40. Being in the summertime, I mean, that'll be towards the end of the day, closer to sunset. So if you want the sun to be really above you.
So Greenland will be the place to go.
Greenland would be the place.
Yep. Okay. Well, now we know. All right. Let's catch up with Miss. Is she on the phone?
She's taking a phone call here.
Well, never mind. Then we're going to, as long as she is on the phone, we will wait for her report. So then I just have to say...
Oops, looks like Nels was chiming in here.
Yes. I thought, well, I should give you an update on life on the pond.
Well, that would be wonderful.
We had some amazing drama today.
Just today.
It began
and
early
for anybody
in the
you
morning.
Don't know, Nels and his wife, Martha, that wore out Washington and decided they needed a new place in Idaho. So they're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's even a sign on the end of their road that says they're nowhere.
Not quite.
So they're out in the middle of nowhere, and in the middle of nowhere, they have a pond.
Yes.
We know, if you've been here before, we know that Nels discovered firsthand wandering around in and marshing through his pond and cleaning it out, it has leeches.
Yes, so I had leeches biting my legs.
You have a pond update for us. So yes. what happened?
Well, we've been clearing around the pond and it's starting to look pretty nice, and it hasn't scared away the ducks and a pair of giant Canadian honkers.
Oh.
And so this morning at about 5 a.m., the honkers decided to start honking, and they pretty much honked their way right through most of the morning, through waking me up and on to breakfast and after breakfast. And at one point, I looked out, and they're wandering right up the middle of the road, just honking, 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 like, a couple of cars going up the road.
I don't remember, because we're talking, Canadian geese, and I've seen a lot of them, been around a lot of them, but I don't remember them. They're just honking all the time. So honking about?
Well, Martha has named them Elijah and Emma, and they're I think they're planning on having a nest real soon. And whether they're going to grace us with that or they're going to put it somewhere else, we don't know, because they come and go from our pond frequently. But an interloper came in late this morning, just short about 8:45. This interloper came in, another male goose, and he landed about 20, 30 yards away from the pond.
Oh.
And there was a lot of honking going on for a while. And then Elijah, he jumped off the island and flew over at that guy. And the other guy flew off, and they flew for a while, honking all the way. And then eventually Elijah came back and told Emma that he'd, you know, gotten done with that interloper. He won't be coming back now.
Oh, okay. So obviously they're territorial.
Yeah, yeah. We're hoping they have their babies on the island so that things we do won't get them riled up and they want to attack us.
The island, meaning in the middle of the pond.
Yeah, we have a little island in the middle of the pond.
Well, now, often we see Canadian geese, though, around here in large flocks.
Yeah.
But so it seems like, though, if you just have a pair of them singularly, then they're territorial and they don't say, oh, here, come join my flock. They say, this is my place. Get the heck out of Dodge.
This is nesting time for them. So they pair up and they get a little they get a little more territorial.
But they share the pond with ducks?
The ducks don't bother them. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a pair of mallard ducks and a pair of hooded mergansers, as well as this pair of Canadian honkers.
All righty. So is Stacy off the phone now?
She's off the phone. We could probably do a quick Frenchie update, then go to our caller.
Oh, so we do have a caller.
We do have a caller, so we only got a few minutes until the top of the hour.
Right, so maybe we talk to Stacy and the Frenchies, and then we can do our caller on the other side, start the next hour.
Sounds good.
Okay, so Stacy.
Yes.
For anybody that doesn't know, Stacy is mom to a couple of wonderful Frenchies.
Yes.
We have Tank is our older
gal. She's going to be 11 next month.
11. Now that's almost the same age as Robbie.
Yeah.
And she's a therapy dog, and she's kind of like the perfect Frenchie.
She's perfect. She doesn't need Martha's help for anything.
And then we have the Bagman.
Yes.
Who I still think of him as a puppy, but gosh, how old is he now?
No, he'll be 6 in a couple months.
Holy moly.
I know.
And he's the cutest little guy. I mean, that's the biggest problem Frenchies have, is they're just too darn cute.
Yes.
And Bags is one of those just too cute. But he also has a lot of little quirky stuff that comes along with him.
Yeah.
And so he's had all kinds of little quirky behaviors that will crop up. And at some point, we kind of decided, well, we'll just have Dr. Nels work with his energy and see how that works. We won't do any training or behavior modification stuff. And so far, Stacy hasn't needed me, because there's a problem. Dr. Nels works on it, and he's fine. So we have to backtrack to last month.
Right.
And so what was going on with our bagman last month?
A licking issue. Like, he started licking his paws incessantly, but they weren't, you know, he doesn't have any infections. He's gone to the doctor, nothing like that.
He would just lick, and he gets obsessive stuff.
Yeah. And so.
All right. So Dr. Nels did a treatment.
Right. It's been a couple months now.
And how long? And so what happened?
You say that the licking the paws has stopped.
Really?
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. He just licks his lips now. He sits next to me and just licks his lips. You know, just sits there.
Is where we came in, too, was him licking you.
He was licking me, yes, and then he stopped that. And then he kind of moved on to his paws and kept. But, yeah, now that's fine. But it's so funny, because he just looks nervous. But he'll just sit next to me and just kind of lick his lips.
I should probably tune in and just see if he's looking nervous.
He's not hurting himself. He's not. So he just.
Isn't that interesting? That because there's obviously something going on,
right? I mean, he's just, you know, kind of
behavior shifted. So I'm not yet convinced yet that we've moved it out. It sounds like it's just kind of shifting. Which is now right. Dr. Nels is tuned in. He's got a connection, and there is stuff for him to work on. So he's working on.
But he's, in general, he's always been sort of this shy, nervous type.
That's
about
what I mean. He
everything.
Has, he has
that's
his little
his,
quirks.
Seems and... his way just about with everything. But he wasn't, this was sort of physically, I just didn't want him
but
to
But it
keep...
does seem he gets into kind of obsessive, compulsive behaviors.
Yeah.
And that's why I know that one thing I think I mentioned the last time we were talking about this was I was thinking about Jackson Galaxy and his website, jacksongalaxy.com, and his flower essences that he calls holistic solutions.
Right.
And he has the obsession remedy.
Right. I've tried several of his things in the past.
But you hadn't tried. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I think so the best progress that you've made has been with Dr. Nels.
Oh, totally.
And some behaviors completely gone away. But then like this licking thing has shifted and changed.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's almost gone except him licking his little lippies.
Yeah, he just started.
So maybe a treatment. So what are you getting, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, he just needed a little bit of a reset. It wasn't much, but he had two points on each side of his body that needed to be connected in the upper neck and then down behind his shoulder blade. There is one. And we'll just, I got that balance. So we'll see what happens.
And when he sleeps now, I don't know, it's just kind of weird, but I don't know, do dogs dream or whatever, but he like shakes sometimes. Like he's dreaming and he's just like, oh, and then just kind of like,
dogs
I've seen videos.
Definitely dream.
Tank doesn't do that at all, but Bags will do that now and a little more often. So I don't know if it's just his nervousness is coming out in his while he's sleeping. He just can't settle his mind. He's just thinking about it.
Our previous dog would dream a lot, and Abby hardly ever moves in her dreams. So I don't know. Maybe it just depends on the dog, but you would know more.
Well, one thing I always say, dogs can be as quirky and individual as humans can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they definitely dream, and now that I'm thinking about it, I've had dogs I think that dreamt more than others. Now my Robbie dreams once in a while, and his body will move every once in a while. He makes some sounds.
Yeah, our previous dog would go
and something might be going on, and then I just kind of talk to him. I just kind of talk, and then he settles right down.
Sounds
like there's something upsetting him in his dream.
Right. Yeah. So I'll do that. Yeah. I'll put my hand on him.
I think that's an individual thing. All righty. Looks like we have talked our way through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. So we've got to. It's our last time to get on the love train and get our energy flowing and our exercise in for the morning, and an opportunity to send the love and light all over the planet. It is so needed, and you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on the love train because I'll cruise through and pick you up. And then when we start the next hour, we're going straight to the phones, right? And who are we?
It looks like we'll be going to speak with Kim in Federal Way.
All right. So, Kim, you hold on and love train with us, and you will be first up in the next hour. So I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues. Got another hour to go. Phone calls next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.